Tanya Heches Kislev, the eighth day of Kislev, is in Kuntres Achen, Vahobin Mashakosu V'Pri Eitz Chaim. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how the act of the mitzvah, for example, the mitzvah of Esrig, reaches higher and brings a greater godliness than the Nefesh Ruach Neshama of the Neshama with its kavana and with its love and fear. The Naran, the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, reach only into the Kelim of Atzilus. Whereas the mitzvah, the Esrig, reaches into the Zun, the Zohar Nukva of Atzilus. Ach, lehovin echa Esrig, shehu merepach shalei nevariru adayin, to understand how is it possible that the Esrig that comes from the 288 sparks that fell into Klipas Noiga that are not yet elevated, the mitzvah hasn't been performed with them yet, with this esrig, the chayin klaf hatfilin, and the same also with the parchment of which tefillin are made, is also from Klipas Noiga and contains the 288 sparks. How is it possible that they, the Esrig and the Tvilin, Yamshich Ei Bekelim Dizun Datzilus? How is it possible that they should bring godliness into Zohar and Nukva of Atzilus, into Zohar and Malchus of Atzilus, Shekvar Nevareru V'Nisakno Aidei Shema L'Hiyez Bechinas Alikus, which are already fixed and corrected by the name Ma, and are already godliness, the kelim of Zohar and Malchus of Atzilus. So how can that which is not yet misbadir, that which is not yet elevated to godliness, how can that bring greater godliness to a place that is already greater than it? So the example for this would be a planting of a seed or of a tree. What happens is that the seed arouses the earth, stimulates the earth to make the tree grow. This ability that the earth has to make things grow is the word of God. When God said in creation, let the earth give forth vegetation, eats, pri, etc., so it's from this utterance that the world, the earth, has the ability to make things grow, and the seed, when it's planted in the earth, decomposes. In other words, it becomes bittul to the earth, and in that bittul, it stimulates and calls forth in the earth its power to create such a tree. And that is al yedei ha'loas man l'sharshe, through this feminine waters, the bittul to the origin, since the seed originally came from the earth, by becoming bottled to its origin, it arouses within the earth, within the origin, within the mashpia, that it should be mashpia again, and to again produce a tree. So although the seed is very insignificant, even compared to the tree that will grow from it, certainly insignificant compared to the earth, and even more insignificant compared to the infinite potential of growth that the utterance, Tachi Ha'aretz, contains, and yet it can stimulate, this insignificant seed can stimulate the growth of a great tree. The same is true also with the parchment of the tefillin and the fruit of the esrig, that they stimulate and arouse godliness to the highest levels. Shehu shame sag shalifne hashvira. Shehu shame sag shalifne hashvira. What is this higher level that the esrig reaches? It is the name sag, which is before the shvira. The name ma is the ability to elevate the sparks. The name Ban is the spark itself. And the name Sag
is the origin of Tayhu before there was a Shvira, before Tayhu was destroyed and the sparks fell into Klippa. Shehu Mehus V'Atmos Edei Shebaak. This name, Sag, is a reference to the essential properties of the lights of Ak. Adam Kadmin. Adam Kadmin means the original thought, the original picture that God had of creation, in which all details are included, although they don't yet exist for themselves, as themselves, and the essence, the Atzmus and Muhus, of that level of godliness is described by the name Sag. And that's where the Esrig and the Tefillin reach, much higher than the whole condition of fallen sparks and elevated sparks. This is before any sparks fell at all. And it is the essence of the light, and not only a ray of light, as the Shema, which comes from the Netzach, from the forehead of Adam Kadmon. Meaning that it's only a Ha'orah, it's not an actual giving. Like the shine or the excitement that's visible on a person's forehead. The chain, belim, would be in Hilchoseyan. The same is true also when we study and devote ourselves diligently to the halacha of the tefillin and of the esrog. That ma'ede b'chinas chabad sheb'esrog sfiras d'kelim d'zun, it stimulates the chachma bina das that are within the kelim of the zoh and malchus of atzilus. The adzeim hamaylus gam kein b'chinas chabad sheb'sag d'pnimis ak hayete derech v'inayim. And even higher than that, higher than Atzilus, it stimulates also a revelation of godliness from the level of Sag, the Chabad of the name Sag, which is the Pnimius of Adam Kadmon, that expresses itself through the eyes. So the physical objects, the Esrig and the parchment of the Tefillin, these are able, like the seed, are able to stimulate a higher koyach and reveal, bring about a response that reveals a higher godliness than the neshama and its kavanas. Chol hanal, and all of the above, that the act of the mitzvah and the study of the halacha of the mitzvah stimulates a greater godliness. All of this, who benight the mitzvahs esa, it all applies to a positive mitzvah that is performed in action. But at first glance, it would seem that it would not apply to the study of halachis and the details of halachis concerning prohibitions, things that you're not supposed to do. Because the study of a mitzvah is as if he had performed the mitzvah. And just as the mitzvah would stimulate a very high level of godliness, the study of it, being as if he did it, would also stimulate that same high level. But when you don't do a sin, the refraining from a sin, that, it would seem, would not stimulate such a high godliness. And therefore the study of the halachas concerning not doing the sin would also not have that effect. Ubifrat, and particularly b'dilei shchisiklal, particularly in those prohibitions that are not common. Because if a person sits and refuses to do a sin that he is tempted to do, then it's as if he did a positive mitzvah. But if it's a sin that is not at all common, so it's not as if the person has an opportunity to resist the sin. So he doesn't have that aspect of that positive aspect within not doing, within refraining from a sin. That it's as if he did a mitzvah by refraining from the sin. So that also doesn't exist. As for example, the laws of pigul, of ruining a sacrifice, which is not at all shiach today. So how is it that learning the halachas of pigul can bring about a stimulation in the higher world, higher even than the nefesh, ruach, neshama, and its love and fear of God. In Hayim Yom, for the eighth day of Kislev, for Ches Kislev, the Rebbe writes, a mensch soll sich misbeinen sein, a person should contemplate, should ponder, the grace has de habay the baruch hu zaynen, how great God's kindness is. As azah kotn shebektanim with a mensch is, that such a lowly, insignificant being, such as the human being, is capable of producing great pleasure, can bring great nachas to the greatest of the great, to God, as it says concerning God, his greatness is beyond knowing. A person should therefore be constantly inspired unton de aveda belev nefesh chfeitza, and should perform his aveda, do the mitzvahs, with an eager heart and soul,